Thursday, October 19th, 2006, Ottawa Senators versus Colorado Avalanche, regular season game number 7.
Volski, quick passing for Svatos again. Wonderful shot block, follow-up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point, U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hajduk. Through the crease, score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net right
Hello
now.
Hello, everyone, an and welcome to AvsCast episode number 17. Today, the Avs played and won by a score of 2-1, their second of their three-game road trip to Canada. The game was against the Ottawa Senators, who are now 0-4 at home. This game had the same referees as yesterday's game. Just a few little stats for each team. Before the game, the Senators had allowed 2 shorthanded goals and had only scored 1 power play goal. Now, after the game, they allowed 3 shorthanded goals. Colorado ended on Monday night. They were only about 300 people short. Also, the Senators went from 314 goals, number one in the NHL, for goals for last season to 10 goals this season and are last in the NHL. So, big difference there. And when we return, we will have the first period under review. The Avs didn't start playing too good till about 15 minutes into the period, but who can blame them? They didn't get into Ottawa till around 2:30 or 3 in the morning. Thankfully, it didn't cost them a goal. The first period was scoreless, mainly thanks to the goalies, who both had an amazing first period. When we return, we'll have the second period under review. Was dominated by the Avs, who outshot the Senators 20-7. That's not it. The Avs got 2 goals in the second half of the period. The first was a lucky goal at 9:12 left from Brunette to Sakic.
Brunette trying to center, got it back. Center out in front, shot, score! Joe Sakic! And the Avs lead 1-0. Andrew Brunette gets the assist. And the Avalanche have a 1-0 lead on Super Joe's goal. It is his third of the season.
The second was an amazing shorthanded goal from Brad Richardson, who has already gotten a shorthanded goal this season.
Play to the far side, and the Avs race to center. Richardson, who has a shorthanded goal this year, shoots! What a shot from Richardson, his second shorthanded goal. He's all smiles. He rockets one upstairs. It hits the iron and drops in, and the Avs lead 2-0. Third shorthanded goal given up this year by the Sens.
The Senators were extremely close to a pretty nice goal with a mere 45 seconds remaining in the period, but Theodore worked some of his magic. When we return, we will have the third period under review. Was pretty good for both teams. It was pretty good for the Avs for the first 8 minutes, and then the Senators started to heat up. Also, about 6 to 8 minutes into the period, the Avs got a penalty, and we heard this.
Power play chance coming up for Ottawa. Maybe they'll decline. They might decline the power play. They've given up 3 shorthanded goals this year while scoring 1, including 1 tonight. No, we'll stay even strength.
No, thanks. You know, this will stay 5-5.
This is working
five.
For us.
Yeah. A I got a good laugh out of it. I don't know about you. Enough fun and games. At 10 minutes, Danny Healy got a goal from the same spot as Richardson, with the same shot as Richardson. I'm sorry I didn't get the live recording, but I did get the next best thing.
Happening for the Sens. Well, Heatley is the gun on this line. And the pass comes across, nice pass by Spezza, but, you know, somebody did not pick up Heatley coming into the zone. The Avalanche have made so few mistakes, but you don't put the puck on Heatley's stick in the scoring zone like that.
The Sens only got one more real chance the rest of the game, but it was much too close for comfort. The Avs did win by a score of 2-1. The Avs are now 3-2-2 with 8 points. When we return, we'll have the normal housekeeping. Our dashboard, which is extremely close to being finished, and it should be done by tomorrow morning at the latest, tomorrow around 3:30. This is only a temporary widget. We will have one made by our friends at Eveniskede Design. You can look in the show notes for a link to their site. They do web design, pretty nice, small company. So definitely support them, and we will probably have a few promos running, so watch out for those. Please check out the Avscast forums, which can be found by following the link in the show notes or in the podcast info. You can check out our show notes at geocities.com/UDTMNshownotes/Avscast. That's about it for today, and until next time, have a great time.